The makers of Alka-Seltzer are proud to bring you those two lovable old radio friends of yours, Lum and Abner. You know, friends, as you listen to Lum and Abner on your radio, you realize that these friendly old characters always seem to find an amusing side to their troubles. But to most of us, our troubles are never amusing. For example, when we're troubled with such annoying ailments as acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, there's nothing funny about them. We often eat things that are not good for us. We sometimes eat too much, or we overindulge in other ways. And all these indiscretions tend to cause stomach distress. Ah, but there's a good answer to that, too. It's Alka-Seltzer, the friendly modern remedy so many turn to when they want quick relief. When one of these common ailments make life miserable for you, just do this. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Watch it bubble up and dissolve. Then drink this alkalizing solution. You'll feel better fast. Always remember, when you suffer with acid indigestion, distress after meals, or overindulgence, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Ask your druggist to serve you Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain, and then get a package of these effervescent, alkalizing tablets to take home, ready to help you when you want pleasant relief for unpleasant ailments. And now, we take you to Pine Ridge. Well, now that Lum and Abner have opened the Jot'em Down store, the old fellows are having difficulty replenishing their depleted stock of merchandise. As we look in on the little community today, we find them still arguing about straightening up the store.
Well, I swept out and washed the front windows, but I'll be dead blamed if I'm going to straighten up them shelves.
Wait a minute. Here comes a customer, Abner. Now, don't get to arguing while he's in here.
Oh, that ain't no customer. It's just Cedric Weehunt.
Well, he might want to buy something. Come in, Cedric.
Howdy, Cedric.
Good morning. I just found out you fellas had opened up the store again.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Well, I never wanted to buy nothing. I just wondered if I couldn't sell you some eggs.
No, we're selling, Cedric, not buying.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. We do need some eggs. Had a call for them this morning.
What are we going to use to buy them with, though?
Sit down, Cedric.
Oh. I don't reckon I've got time, Mr. Lum. If you fellas don't want these eggs, I better take them on over to Dick Huddleston's store.
Well, sit down. Don't get in such a rash. Maybe we can work up a trade here of some kind.
Only kind of trading I do is for cash.
Might swap you some groceries, Cedric.
I don't need no groceries. See, I'm saving up cash so me and Clarabelle can get married.
Law me, are you and her still engaged, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I reckon so.
Y'all been going to get married ever since she graduated from the 8th grade.
Well, I just can't get $100 saved up, though.
Well, you don't have to have no $100 to get married.
That's what she says.
Well, I never had but $8 when me and Elizabeth got married.
Yeah, but look what you got.
Yeah. Huh?
You better be careful, Cedric. She might be marrying you for your money, you know.
Yeah, for $100, you ought to get somebody a heap better looking than she is, Cedric. Them buck teeth of her, and she could eat a watermelon through a picket fence.
Abner, I wouldn't say that. Beauty's only skin deep, you know.
Well, skin her then, Cedric.
For goodness sake, why don't you make up a new one once in a while?
Oh. Well, I believe I better be going.
Now, wait a minute, Cedric. We were just joshing here. Clarabelle's a right pretty girl.
Oh, my.
Sit down. How much of that $100 have you got saved up so far?
Well, I had $60, and then I bought these dad-blamed chickens and had to start all over. Just got $23 now.
Well, that's $60 and $23 you got now, Cedric. You ain't got fur to go.
Yes, Mom, but Clarabelle won't let me count the chickens, though. It's got to be all cash, she says.
Huh. Looks like everybody's needing cash.
I was just sitting here looking at you, Cedric. I believe you're a natural-born mercantile. How would you like to go in the store business?
Oh, I ain't got enough money to open up a store.
No, but you could buy interest in one mighty easy.
Yeah.
With $23?
Yes, sir. Me and Abner's needing a partner. Somebody with young ideas.
And eggs.
Yeah, or might even make a vice president out of you.
Oh, my, yeah, sure. Vice president in charge of sweeping out and doing the delivering.
Yeah, and straightening up the shelves.
Yeah.
Well, how much of an interest would I get in the store, though?
$23.
Well, how much do I get paid back, though?
Well, that depends on how much profit the store makes.
No, Mom, I don't believe I'd be interested. Better keep it in cash. That's the way Clarabelle wants it.
Yeah, we could take that $23 and buy a lot of stuff we're needing.
If you're afraid of not getting your money back, Cedric, we could make you safe on your invest, all right.
Well, I'd have to know I could get it any time I wanted, I believe.
Well, let's see how we can do that.
Yeah, we'll guarantee it, Cedric.
I'll tell you what. We'll give you a $23 interest in the store and a $50 due bill.
What's that?
Well, that means you can come in here and take $50 worth of groceries out of the store anytime you think the loan ain't good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't need no groceries, though.
No, but you could always sell that $50 due bill for something. Other folks that do need groceries, they'll buy it from you.
Why, sure they will.
All right, sir, it's a deal. Just make me out a due bill. Got the cash money right here.
Aye, grannies, that's the way to talk,
sir. Yes, sir.
Let me get a pencil and paper here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get it on. Fix it up. Now, how about the eggs, Cedric? You ought to sell them to us on a credit now. You're a partner here in the store. You surely trust yourself.
Yes, Mama, I ought to, oughtn't I?
Why, sure. Make a deal with yourself there.
Just a minute. Let me get busy here.
Recollect now, the cheaper you buy them for the store here, why, the more money you'll make for yourself.
Yes, Mama, I know. I'm talking to myself.
Well, excuse me for interrupting you.
I was aiming on getting 32 cents a dozen, but I believe I'll sell them to me for a quarter. And there's four dozen of them.
Well, that's a time. You're a good trader. I can see that already, Cedric. Beating yourself down on the price so quick that way. Just leave them sitting there. We'll sell them.
Here you are, Cedric. Due bill good for $50 in trade at the Jot'em Down store. Signed, Lum Edwards. That's just as good as gold.
All right, there's your money.
Well.
$23, and it's all there, too. And I've got to go.
Well, you're going to work, too, in the store, ain't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, but I ain't starting till tomorrow morning.
Oh.
That's all right, Cedric. See you in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Doggy, that was a good deal, though.
Yeah, yeah. I hope we never take no advantage of him. I wouldn't cheat him for nothing.
Well, I reckon he went over to tell Clarabelle that he's a vice president now.
Yeah, well, he made a good deal. He can't lose nothing.
No.
Anytime he gets nervous about his invest, he can take that $50 worth of merchandise out of the store and sell it for enough to get his $23 back, you know.
Why, sure. And this'll give us a chance to buy some of the stuff we're needing, too. Potatoes and flour and one thing and another.
Yeah, I'll go into the wholesale house first thing in the morning and get a little of everything we need.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Grannies, I'm a good mind to call up some of our old customers and tell them we're going to have a complete stock of merchandise now and we'd like to have them start trading with us again.
Well, instead of getting them old customers back, what we need to do is to get some new ones, Lum. We've had three old customers back already. All three of them brung in stuff they bought from us before we closed up a year ago. Wanted their money back on it.
Yeah, the Widder Abernathy stand there on the front porch whenever I come down to open up this morning. Had a sack of flour she bought over a year ago. Claimed it never made good biscuits and wanted me to take it back.
Huh. Where's it at?
Sitting right there.
My goodness.
I never give her the money back. I traded her some canned goods for it. She couldn't make biscuits with the best flour in the world.
Well, wait, that ain't our flour, Lum. We never carried that brand in our life. Dick Huddleston sells that, Lum.
My grannies, that's right. What do you know about that? That's a gooder known hurry. Carrying that stuff back to the wrong store. Wait a minute here.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, looks to me like she skinned you out of some groceries, Lum.
Them's the things we got to stop in this store. Small leaks sink great ships.
Leaks.
That's where our profits is going. First thing you know, our ship will be sunk.
What in the world are you talking about?
The store here.
The store's a boat?
In a way, yes.
For goodness sakes, if it was, it couldn't sink sitting up here on dry ground no way long.
I mean, there's leaks in the store, and we've got to watch them or we're goners.
Oh, yeah. Ain't but one, though. Back there in the feed room, we ought to set a tub under it when it's raining.
Well, there's leaks in this store when it ain't raining, too.
You mean to sit there and say there's water coming through the roof right now?
Not water, profits I'm talking about, money.
money coming through the roof and you're complaining?
No, it's going out.
Oh, well, we better set the tub up on top of the roof then, Lum.
Abner, for goodness sakes, all I
said... Wait a minute, Lum. That's all rang short of the world.
Well, good. Saved by the bell. I'll answer it.
I weren't going to answer it. Wouldn't waste my time on a telephone if it's raining money around here.
Hello, jot 'em down store. Lum Eddard's doing the talking.
Get up there on the roof. That's where
Who?
I'm going.
Oh, how are you, Miss Bates?
Stand there and reach out. Grab a
yes,
ten,
Ma.
$10
Just
bill.
Opened up yesterday.
Get a whole tub full of money.
You want to do what?
No.
Yes, Mom, get a pencil and paper, Abner, and take down this order.
Oh,
Miss Bates wanting to buy $50 worth of groceries.
Well, good for her, or good for us.
What's that? You've got a what? Oh. Why, just a minute. Now we're into it.
Huh?
You know what that Cedric done?
I got a pretty good idea.
Taken that $50 due bill over and sold it to Miss Bates for $35. Now she wants the groceries.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. $50 worth of groceries for $23. If that don't beat the bugs a-fighting.
Well, Lum and Abner have a pretty big job ahead of them in building up their jot-em-down store again. But in these days, most of us have plenty of work to look forward to. And so here's a friendly warning to all of you listeners who have work to do. Don't take any chances with that job of yours. Don't lose a day's pay. Don't allow a headache or an upset stomach or some other similar common ailment to keep you from putting in a full day's work or keep you home off the job. Now, of course, if you're really sick, the thing to do is to see your family doctor. But for those common everyday ailments such as headaches, upset stomach, acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, and morning after misery, just remember that the thing to do for prompt relief and pleasant relief is to drink a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer. When you take Alka-Seltzer for these common troublemakers, you help yourself to real relief. The analgesic in Alka-Seltzer offers quick relief for headaches and muscular aches and pains. And the alkalizer promptly eases the distress of upset stomach due to acid indigestion and that morning after misery. So be wise. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer tonight or tomorrow. Why not get two packages? And you can keep one at home and the other at the place where you work. You can never tell when you're going to need the prompt relief and the pleasant relief that Alka-Seltzer offers. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner Thursday night. Now, that's day after tomorrow at this same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over this station. Lou Crosby speaking. See you Thursday. This is the National Broadcasting Company.